Now in the 12th month, that is the month Adar, on the 13th day, when the king's command and edict were to be put into effect, on the day when the enemies of the Jews hoped to gain the mastery over them, it turned out to the contrary, so that the Jews themselves gained mastery over those who hated them. The Jews assembled in their cities throughout the provinces of King Ahasuerus to attack those who sought to harm them. And no one could stand against them, because the dread of them had fallen on all the peoples, even all the officials of the provinces, the satraps, the governors, and those doing the king's business were supporting the Jews. Because the dread of Mordecai had fallen on them. For Mordecai was great in the king's house, and the news about him spread throughout the provinces. For the man Mordecai became greater and greater. So the Jews struck all their enemies with the sword, killing and destroying, and they did as they pleased to those who hated them at the citadel in Susa. The Jews killed and eliminated 500 men, and they killed Parshandatha, Dalphon, Aspatha, Portha, Adalia, Aridatha, Parmashta, Arisai, Aridai, and Vizatha, the 10 sons of Ham and the son of Hamadatha, the Jews' enemy. But they did not lay their hands on the plunder. On that day the number of those who were killed at the citadel in Susa was reported to the king. And the king said to Queen Esther, the Jews have killed and eliminated 500 men. And the 10 sons of Haman at the citadel in Susa. What have they done in the rest of the king's provinces? Now what is your request? It shall also be granted you. And what is your further wish? It shall also be done. Then Esther said, if it pleases the king, let tomorrow also be granted to the Jews who are in Susa to do according to the edict of today. And let Haman's 10 sons be hanged on the wooden gallows. So the king commanded that it was to be done so. And an edict was issued in Susa, and Haman's 10 sons were hanged. The Jews who were in Susa assembled also on the 14th day of the month Adar and killed 300 men in Susa, but they did not lay their hands on the plunder. The rest of the Jews who were in the king's provinces assembled to defend their lives and rid themselves of their enemies, and to kill 75,000 of those who hated them. But they did not lay their hands on the plunder. This was done on the 13th day of the month Adar, and on the 14th day they rested and made it a day of feasting and rejoicing. But the Jews who were in Susa assembled on the 13th
and the 14th of the same month. And they rested on the 15th day and made it a day of feasting and rejoicing. Therefore, the Jews of the rural areas who live in the rural towns make the 14th day of the month Adar, a holiday for rejoicing and feasting, sending portions of food to one another. Then Mordecai recorded these events, and he sent letters to all the Jews who were in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus, both near and far, obliging them to celebrate the 14th day of the month Adar and the 15th day of the same month annually, because on those days the Jews rid themselves of their into joy, and from mourning into a holiday. They were to make them days of feasting and rejoicing, and sending portions of food to one another, and gifts to the poor. So the Jews undertook what they had started to do. Because of the instructions in this letter, both what they had seen in this regard and what had happened to them, the Jews established and made a custom for themselves, their descendants, and for all those who allied themselves with them, that they would not fail to celebrate these 2 days according to their regulations and according to their appointed time annually. So these days were to be remembered and celebrated throughout every generation, every family, every province, and every city. Kingdom of God. Written.